Yep, you're talking about probably super chili and the small green ones. I know I grow a lot of Asian peppers are pretty hot, and I think what you're talking about is, as far as the small red ones, it's probably super chili. That's a good pepper.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I'll chop up one of them, and then a jalapeno, and if I'm making like scrambled eggs, I'll throw it in there and mix it up. And then when the eggs are about done scrambling, I'll throw a little Mexican cheese on top. Oh my God, that is good.
Yep, definitely. I usually grow all them every year. I grow a ton of peppers every year. Well, having a salsa business, I have to, so I have a lot of different avenues, basically, as far as the heat for a lot of the salsas. So, yeah, I'm into it.
Nice. So you probably got a jar on your kitchen table every morning, huh? Whenever you get eat dinner or whenever you eat something, you got a jar right there to mix in your food.
That's not even the word for it. I have a commercial freeze dryer that is pharmaceutical and it's stainless steel and it's food grade. Everything that's left over at the end of the year, I turn on a freeze dry and it's Mylar packed with an oxygen absorber. And it's good for 25, 30 years. So I've got peppers that are, believe me, I store them. And we use them.
That's a good idea too, especially you do other foods too, like that. And when hard times come in, like if we had like problems here in the United States, and yeah, man, you got food. When the food runs out, you got like the Mormons. Mormons do that too. They store a lot of food.
Yeah, they do. I'm actually myself, I'm Roman Catholic because of my heritage, but I have a ton of Mormon friends that are very dear to me. And some of them are sitting there boasting about how much food they've got stored for so long. They're coming to me for some of their foods.
Oh, yeah, yep. But a lot of it has a shelf date, though, whether it's canned food or, dry food probably lasts, like rice and beans and stuff like that. You can't store potatoes, not for too long.
That's true. But if you take, like we buy like a 50-pound sack of pintos, or a 50-pound sack of black beans, or a 50-pound sack of white beans, or northerns, whatever bean you want. Good source of protein when you can't get protein, as in like beef or anything else. And what we do is we cook them, and we turn around and throw them to the freeze dryer. We freeze dry it, put them in Mylars, break, put them in Mylars, and with an oxygen absorber, depending on the size that we're what we're packaging, and we're good for 25-30 years. So, hey, circumvent it. Be prepared and get on with it.
Copy, copy.
Anyway, we've been doing it for quite a while, and we sell a ton. I've had, one guy just today, and this is more than one person. They bought four Patriots, and they bought this 15-day supply of food. Well, we're going to find print. Unfortunately, what you're going to see is this product contains bioengineered food products. And it was a buddy of mine, Alan, that turned around and came to me, and he says, well, I got a whole bunch of four Patriots and Argosins and this and that. And I turned around and showed him a package of my Argosin and my four Patriots break. And then turned around and showed him the this contains bioengineered food products. And I asked him, I said, do you know what that actually means? He says, I've never seen that before. I said, go back home and open up your buckets and look at it, and that's what you're going to get. I said, my freeze-dried products do not have that.
Wow, okay, yeah, I didn't know nothing about that.
If you're buying for Patriots, all you got to do is read the fine print, and it's not on the outer package that they send it to you. It's on the inner packets, on the individual packets within the main packet they send you, and I guarantee you, look at the fine print. I turn around and sell a ton of survival food, meals, and everything else. And it's right there in real fine print. Contains bioengineered products.